Stuck in a Show by Leah. We had won tickets to the theatre to see a show. We found our seats and quickly settled down. The lights dimmed, the audience hushed, and the curtains slowly drew back, and bang! We suddenly appeared on the stage in front of the whole audience wearing very weird clothes. "What do you think just happened?" asked Lily. "I don't have a clue," I replied. Then all of a sudden the music started as we realised that, sadly, we had to perform in the show. Everybody in the show started to dance and run across the stage. They started shoving us around. The entire crowd looked very confused. After the music ended, we were taken to the back of the stage and given different clothes to wear. We were changed and glanced at each other, and at the same time we explained, "We look ridiculous!" I looked like some sort of princess, and Lily looked like a female genie. Then all of a sudden, Lily was pushed on stage, and then there was a puff of smoke. Lily had to think about what to say. She took a very long time. Then I was pushed on stage, and I thought, "What is a princess supposed to say to a genie?" I stumbled and stuttered. The audience were laughing. Then, fortunately, it was time for the interval. As the show started again, a young man in the show named Aladdin was calling for Jasmine. So I ran on stage, tripping over my dress and saying, "Aladdin?" Aladdin told me about what happened to him all throughout the day, and suddenly Lily appeared in gold baggy bottoms and a very sparkly top. Then everybody else from the show appeared. We all walked into a line and took a bow, and the curtains came forward to show it was the end of the performance. Everybody changed to their normal clothes, and the director told us all to gather round as he said, "Great show, everyone. Another successful year." "I definitely don't want to come here again," I exclaimed. "Me neither. It's the only theatre I never want to see again," Lily replied. "Let's go home right away before we have to do another show," Lily exclaimed. "I definitely don't want that to happen. How about we go to my house so we can't see that horrible theatre and hope nothing the same happens again," I cried.